Demencia. Diagnóza, ktorá pre tých, ktorých sa osobne dotýka, môže niekedy doslova znamenať koniec sveta. Avšak nemusí tomu tak byť. Viac ako 400 tisíc ľudí v Austrálii trpí touto chorobou. Denne si túto diagnózu vypočuje až 244 ľudí a očakáva sa, že tieto čísla budú v budúcnosti ešte rásť. Demencia je ochorenie spojené s poruchami postihujúcimi mozog. Najbežnejším typom je Alzheimerova choroba. Trevor Crosby žije s formou demencie nazývanej Levyho choroba už asi 7 rokov. Jeho pamäť sa zhoršuje každým dňom, ale nikdy nezabúda na deň, keď sa dozvedel svoju diagnózu.
I was absolutely dumbfounded. I was speechless. I had a lump in my throat. Every emotion in my body was impacted by this terrible news. And I just thought that was the end of it. Well,
Trevor Crosby pracoval na vlastnej firme v štáte New South Wales a do toho viedol dve ďalšie firmy. Musel urobiť zmeny vo všetkých aspektoch svojho života, aby sa vyrovnal so stratou pamäti.
Because I had a diagnosis of dementia, it meant that my mental ability was going to go downhill. Sorry, I've just lost my train of thought there. Oh, the changes, that's right. The changes that we experienced were anything from where we live. We had to retire our business down to things like driver's licenses were under review annually.
Trevor je jedným z mnohých Austrálanov, ktorí žijú s demenciou. Getikina mama začala trpieť príznakmi demencie v pomerne mladom veku, a to ako 63-ročná.
You go through that shock and you go through that absolute anger. If you deal through that, then you get to that stage of accepting it, that, okay, well, this is what it is. This is what my mom has. Where next? Where now? What do we do? How do we make sure my mom is supported? What support systems are available to us? And that's when we started getting in touch with Alzheimer's Australia.
Rodina Getiky sa zúčastnila programu Living with Dementia, vedeného Alzheimer's Australia. Prostredníctvom programu stretli 8 ďalších rodín, prechádzajúcich si podobnou cestou ako oni. Niektorí boli dokonca čerství 50-tníci.
There are people 10 years younger than my mom who are getting this. Listening to people, listening to how they were managing. What the program was really helpful was in terms of how do you then go through the journey of dementia? How do you live well with dementia? What's involved for the carers?
Getika poznala, ako môže byť aj základná starostlivosť o takto chorého človeka náročná. Ľudia sa veľmi zmenia, podotýka jej otec.
Whilst it was about what support mechanisms were going to be there for my mom, it was also about my dad as well, making sure how he was supported.
Rodina sa tiež musela rozhodnúť, ako si rozdeliť starostlivosť a zmeniť stratégiu, pokiaľ sa stav jejich mamy zhorší.
What's the different roles that everyone's going to do? Obviously, my dad being the not working, my dad was going to be the primary carer. Then my brother and my sister-in-law. So everyone starts doing different roles to make sure that a support system is set up to make sure that everyone's supporting, helping, talking. Every week or every month, there could be a change in mom. What she could do a couple of months ago, she will struggle to do that now. Then that's other thing you factor in.
Profesor Perminder Sachdev je jedným z vedúcich lekárov Centra zdravého mozgového starnutia na univerzite v Novom Južnom Velse. Hovorí, že prevalencia demencie sa zdvojnásobuje každých 5 rokov po dosiahnutí veku 65 rokov. Zvyčajné príznaky, ako je strata pamäti, dezorientácia a opakované straty vecí, začínajú veľmi pomaly a postupne.
As it progresses, then a number of other aspects become affected. They may have difficulty in language. They may have difficulty in understanding what is being said or written. They may have they may start having difficulty in writing, and they may have other problems like recognition of people. As it advances, and then their personal activities, they have difficulty managing their finances. They may have difficulty even in their personal care, looking after their hygiene and other personal needs. This happens over several years.
Profesor Sachdev hovorí, že starší migranti, ktorí žijú s demenciou, často dostávajú lepšiu starostlivosť doma, a to z dôvodu nedostatku kultúrne vhodných zariadení o staršie osobe v Austrálii. Hoci neexistuje žiadny liek na demenciu, roky fungovania v každodennom živote sa dajú predlžiť.
Firstly, people are coming earlier for a diagnosis, and also with good care, you can actually maintain function for several years. Often, in some cases, it will be even up to 10 years, but often we say 5, 6 years, even more that they can continue to function reasonably well before their dementia has advanced to a degree that they need considerable help in their daily activity.
Pokiaľ ide o Trevora Crosbyho, sú to takmer 3 roky, čo mu bola demencia diagnostikovaná. Snaží sa užívať si života čo najviac. Napríklad vstáva pred východom slnka a robí jogu. Hrá svoj obľúbený šport, tráví kvalitný čas s blízkymi a ako dobrovoľník sa venuje rozširovaniu povedomia o demencii pre Alzheimer's Australia.
I think really it's a case of recognizing that you've got a problem. You're not the only person in the world that's got that problem. There's a helpline out there that's manned by very capable people who can push you in the right direction as far as getting you to understand your problems. Get the diagnosis as early as possible. You can improve your life. I've proved it. I'm living it. I'm off to play golf this afternoon. I played golf yesterday afternoon.
Pre viac informácií sa obraťte na organizáciu Alzheimer's Australia na telefónnom čísle 1800 100 500 alebo navštívte ich webovú stránku fightdementia.org.au.